On this Bike to Work Day, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan released the city's updated bicycle and pedestrian master plan. Speaking along the Hudson River in the shadow of the USS Slater Floating Museum, Sheehan says the master plan is an update to the 2009 bicycle master plan and includes a new complementary pedestrian master plan to guide future investments to make Albany more bikeable and walkable.
Building on an even stronger bike and pedestrian network in Albany will make it a more attractive destination and also will help build a more sustainable and equitable Albany. Building on that cutting-edge plan is part of my administration's equity agenda. It's essential for those who don't have a personal vehicle to travel to ensure that they are safe, whether it's getting to public transit or whether they are walking or biking to get to where they need to go. And this plan really prioritizes our pedestrians.
Sheehan, a Democrat, is running for a third term. Ed Brennan is president of the Albany Bike Coalition.
It proposes a total of 30 miles of protected bike lanes, 19 miles of multi-use paths, 4 miles of traditional bike lanes supported by 43 miles of low-stress, low-speed, cyclable streets designed as bike boulevards. We are excited that the plan looks at building the Patroon Creek Greenway, which we hope will give North Albany a multi-use path like the South End has with this trail here and the Helderberg Rail Trail. We're most excited, though, about creating a bicycle pedestrian transportation network that lets people get where they need to go without a car, without risking their lives, and without having to spend all day getting there and back. Moving steadily forward on this plan will bring many more cyclists out on our streets, a goal we all share.
Brennan explained why the city needs a complete streets approach for bikes, pedestrians, and mass transit.
The cost of a car keeps increasing, as does the cost of everything else like housing and healthcare and education. In December 2020, AAA, which is not a radical bike organization, they reported the average annual cost of owning a car had reached $9,561 per year. Consider how many families have two or three cars. Consider the average American only earns $31,000 to $32,000 a year. You do the math, and you find that many of us are spending years of our working lives working for our automobiles. Build a city where people can walk, bicycle, and take a bus and don't always need to use an automobile to get where they need to go. And people might not need an automobile, or they might not need a second automobile. Or they might just be able to make the automobile they have last longer and cost less.
Jackie Gonzalez with Walkable Albany is on the city's Sustainability Advisory Committee. She says the new plan will address major pedestrian safety issues.
Walkable Albany is thrilled that the city included pedestrians in this update to the master plan. It shows that the city is committed to improving bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure, which will make our streets calmer and safer for everyone. And we look forward to working with the city to see that the projects and ideas proposed in this are implemented.
The most striking thing about Friday morning's gathering, nearly everyone was unmasked, including the mayor.
You know, now that I'm fully vaccinated, I almost didn't grab a mask, but I'm glad that I did because my chain fell off my bike. So the mask came in handy as a rag to wipe off my hands.
There's a link to the new master plan at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.